about 18 months. We will not renew your lease. We will extend it for up to 6 months at double the rent.
When I was hired, they said, we want to be on the air by the end of July. And I went, whoa, how much money do we have to pull this off? And they said, you know, we got $11,000. how are we going to build this facility with $11,000?
To hear the stories of people who helped make KABU what it is today, go to 50yearsofkabu.fm and click on KABU Stories Project.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, April 12th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity. solidarity, at least, until we're all blown sideways out the ceiling of the KBOO air room at 90.7 FM. KBOO.FM. There are a number of guests that I wanted to have on the show over the week. In other words, 3 days, 2 days. We are hoping that Sayed Banoura of the International Middle East Media Center will be able to join us today. He will be calling in. Busy man, right now. I guess we're all trying to get as much done as possible before there's nothing left to do. This is a very serious situation. I don't think anyone perhaps realizes exactly how serious a corner we've got ourselves into. There's a reference here that I would commend your attention to. That would be a documentary called Hypernormalization. It's very good. It's a It's a British thing, and it outlines how, from 1975 on up until the present date, how we got ourselves into this fix. Apparently, Henry Kissinger, wouldn't you know it, isn't he ever going to die or anything? Anything constructive like that? This is, as I said before, KBOO Portland. Sorry about having to say that again, listeners. Just to please the FCC. Continuing right along, hypernormalization, 1975. Kissinger was betrayed Bashar al-Assad, and Assad has never forgotten it. Nor shall we, if we have anything left that we can call memory, after we get through this. If we get through this, there are two. There is absolutely no one worse for Americans right now than John Bolton and, of course, Michael Pompeo. It couldn't get any worse. If you are not familiar with their work, by all means, acquaint yourself as soon as possible, as we are ushered out the door by these two clowns. Pompeo and Bolton, especially John Bolton, have distinguished themselves by their hawkish remarks and their irresponsible behavior. The sad part is probably they're both smart. There are indications, but in real world terms, neither of these two gentlemen has distinguished themselves in any way, shape, or form. So we can't really say for sure. John Bolton has certainly made a name for himself when it comes to provocation. And up against other countries. His two favorite targets are Iran and North Korea. And Bolton, of course, has said right from the get-go that he would like to bomb them both back to at least the crappier age of television. And that hasn't happened because he hasn't had the power to do so. Now he has the ear of an irresponsible president who is just waiting for a pat on the back and a button in his hand. That's all he wants. He wants permission. Because why? Because he's a spoiled child, basically. He does want permission, and he wants the appropriation of his parents. Now he's got a couple of real doozies of parents. It's kind of like we could really do an amusing version of Leave It to Beaver with Bolton and Pompeo playing the parents. And, of course, the star child in the pilot seat, right? That said, I want to get us through a little bit of weather because it would be nice to think that's all that's going to be falling on us between now and Monday morning. Today, at any rate, Thursday, showers, cloudy, highs near 51, and for tonight, chance of showers, lows around 43. And rain in the offing tomorrow, highs around 55 tomorrow night. Again, this rain is going to be, well, it's a hard rain. It's going to fall, as I said yesterday. Just in case you don't make it through this broadcast, you're listening to KBOO Portland. And Saturday morning rain, yes, good. And overcast skies, otherwise, how could it possibly rain? High in near 59, and Saturday night, lows around 44. Sunday, highs around 57, bringing us full circle to Monday morning. And we'll all breathe a sigh of relief if there is indeed Monday morning. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on Trump, and he doesn't, as we all know, do very well with that. It tends to crank out the tweets early in the morning, which would suggest that perhaps he has not slept well. We have Karen Coulter on hold. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. You're certainly a breath of fresh air in a hot house of discontent and bellicosity. Please do fill us in. Tell us. We're taking a little bit of a change of direction here. Listeners, we wanted to leave aside for now the international stage and talk to Karen Coulter of the Blue Mountain Biodiversity Project, which has been, Karen herself has really managed to keep going over these years, and is certainly someone and a project that has really made a good solid difference, something you don't see very often these days. Could you talk a bit about that good solid difference?
Sure. Blue Mountains Biodiversity Project is a small ecological protection group that's been working to protect and restore forest and high desert ecosystems in eastern Oregon since 1991. And we work to stop or modify ecologically destructive timber sales and toxic herbicide use, as well as working to curb the abuses of damaging livestock grazing, road building, and mining. And we have a benefit for our group coming up tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Levin Community Center at 5431 Northeast 20th Avenue, right off Killingsworth Street in Portland, with musicians from Narosai and Dolphin Midwives, who will be playing Celtic folk and harp music. And the event is for all ages with a $10 to $20 donation.
We want to make sure that is that information all gets to listeners. It's a bit hard to take in right now amidst everything else, but we will have that up at the front desk, so do give us a call and be sure to show up for that. It's a way to end the week on a positive note. Just Karen, once again, of the various projects that you have worked on over this past year, what would you say would be the most critical right now, and where would you say that the listeners with a conscience should be taking a look?
Well, climate change in particular is at a critical point where we may already have passed critical tipping points beyond which there is no reversing it, and we need to do everything we possibly can to abate it. And one of the things that isn't really being discussed much in the climate change movement is the need to protect forests for carbon sequestration. Forests are one of the major sources of carbon sequestration that could help slow climate change. But right now, the Forest Service has been greatly escalating the pace and scale of commercial logging. And I can speak to the situation in eastern Oregon, where the size of the sales has gone up from about 2,000 to 6,000 acres of commercial logging per sale to 4,000 to 26,000 acres of commercial logging per sale.
Say that again. I want to make sure that listeners get that. Also, an ancillary question, too, I want to just toss in is, this is huge. And these are mind-boggling numbers, and in terms of looking out, say from a fire lookout across the world, that's a lot of trees that won't be there. Then, aside from carbon sequestration, there's a lot of other fallout. Dare I say that word today? From this logging on this scale and the attendant silence. We need to know what this is about when it happens. And just if you want to run those numbers by one more time so that people really get an idea of what this actually means.
Sure. Yeah, the logging is now to the point where each commercial timber sale is anywhere from 4,000 to 26,000 acres of commercial logging in one sale. And we're field surveying at least about 5 to 6 new sales every summer in that size range. And then the other thing is, as we go back to, as we go to these sale areas to field survey them, I've encountered some where I've already been there in the last 27 years, and they're coming back again to take more. So that's within the last 27 years. That's a completely unsustainable rotation for logging. And then also, you're mentioning that this is a very important issue to protect the forest. One of the other planetary thresholds for planetary survival that we're facing now is the sixth mass extinction of biodiversity. By the end of this century, it's estimated that we may have lost 50% of all our species due to climate change pressures and the pressures of humans in general. And forests are very important reserves for biodiversity. If we lose our forests at the pace we're losing them now, the animals will have nowhere to disperse.
Karen, thank you so much. We have to let you go at this point. We do have the information, though. It's tomorrow night. It's a wonderful event. It will raise your spirits and raise some money at the same time. This has been Air Cascadia, the Thanatoid Times Tribune for Thursday, April 12, 2018. And Kip Kruger engineered for us today. Don't forget, this is KBOO Portland. And Derek Crooks is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Portland Grand Tasting on Thursday, April 12th at 6 p.m. at the Left Bank Annex in Portland. The Portland Grand Tasting features award-winning wines from over 20 wineries based in the Columbia Gorge. The evening includes tastings, light hors d'oeuvres, and a commemorative wine.